A federal court ruling this spring put Bob D'Ascola's name on the Ann Arbor City Council 3rd Ward primary ballot, but it also left the city without any eligibility requirements for holding office. A city council member is now proposing a charter amendment to set some guidelines. Jane Lum's initial proposal requires candidates being registered to vote in the appropriate ward at the time of filing. Lum says she wants to start the discussion and wouldn't find a requirement to be registered a year before filing to be too much of a burden. She says right now the city could be in a very unusual position.
You could not be eligible to vote because you're too young, but could you run for council or mayor? Yes. I mean, that's an extreme example, obviously, but clearly we need to have some guidelines.
Council would need to approve the charter amendment and ballot language at their first meeting in August for the issue to appear on the November ballot. Lum believes it may be time to have a commission review the entire charter to ensure other areas are amended to meet current city needs as well. Andrew Cluley, 89.1 WEMU News.